You can see them for yourself. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump's tax returns from 2015 to 2020 are now public, posted online after House Democrats entered them into the congressional record this morning. They already revealed he paid little or no income taxes in most of those years, offsetting income with losses. The former president lost a court battle to keep him private.
Democrats sought Mr. Trump's tax information for years. For the past half century, it's been customary for presidents and major presidential contenders to release their taxes. The former president argued he could not release them because he was facing an audit.
Fox's Chad Pergamon, the former president, wrote in social media the release shows how successful he's been, but it should never have been allowed and will lead to horrible things, he claims. It's more normal for Southwest Airlines today, just 41 flights canceled after a nightmare earlier this week.
There'll be a lot of lessons learned that come out of this.
Southwest CEO Bob Jordan, under scrutiny for an old scheduling system overwhelmed during a massive storm.
Frustrated travelers are still trying to reunite with missing bags and recover their costs. The Department of Transportation issued a formal warning to the airline yesterday, promising steep fines, penalties for failing to reimburse travelers for meals, hotels, and ground transportation, and refunds for canceled flights.
Fox Business Network's Lydia Hu. The U.S. is getting ready for next Thursday to require travelers from China show a negative COVID test amid a massive surge in cases there, as the CDC considers
sampling wastewater from international aircraft to try and track the spread of any new COVID variants. Such testing, according to experts, would give them a better idea of how the virus is mutating. Wastewater testing in California this past summer detected four COVID variants up to 14 days before they started showing up on nasal swabs.
Fox's Paul Stevens. On Wall Street, more selling on the last trading day of the year. The Dow's down 233 points. It's fallen about 9% this year. The Nasdaq's lost a third of its value. America's listening to Fox News.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's not just Southwest Airlines still recovering from the massive storm. So is Western New York. Buffalo, hard hit. It was a blizzard there. Dumped 4 feet of snow with drifts that were a lot higher because of hurricane force winds. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there.
Front loaders continue to push small mountains of snow through Buffalo nearly a week after a blizzard crippled the Western New York area, dropping more than 4 feet of snow in some places and claiming the lives of dozens. After 6 days, Erie County and officials in the city lifted the travel ban in Buffalo early Thursday morning, thanks to crews who were able to clear enough roads throughout the city. But some residents don't think the government moved fast enough. Buffalo residents are still asked to only venture out for essential needs.
And now, as far as getting out, this man was finally able to get to a grocery store and says,
everybody is patient and doing well in there. The lines are long. But it's just great to be out again after being, you know, having cabin fever for 4 days.
Well, this weekend, some Americans will be taking down their Christmas trees, especially those real ones that have turned into brittle fire hazards. Well, they'll also be putting away gifts, but nobody got a gift this Christmas like a couple in Florida.
One of the gifts under Nick and Shayna Day's Christmas tree was the engagement ring Shayna accidentally flushed down the toilet more than 2 decades ago. When it happened, Shayna climbed into the septic tank, sifted through all the gunk to no avail. The house is now owned by her in-laws, who recently replaced the toilet. And alas, after dumping out the water of the old toilet, the ring was there. Nick's parents took the ring, wrapped it up in a miniature ceramic toilet, gifted it back to the couple on Christmas morning. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Someone may ring in the new year filthy rich. The Mega Millions jackpot tonight is worth $640 million, the sixth largest prize in that lottery's history. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.